Mit halten daf ein ches amit beis in the very bottom of the page. This is tomorrow's blot. We're a day ahead. Turn the button. We learn. Actually, no. 2 lines 4. Boy, that popped up as a question. What about gonva? You stole an animal. Kotta. We learned that you have to sell the entire animal. You stole the animal. You amputate the animal. 2 lines from the bottom of the page. Ayin ches amit beis. You amputate the leg. Umach, and then you sold the mouth. What's it in? Me, I mean, do we say, my the gun of Halezavin, what he stole, he did not sell. He stole a whole complete animal, now it's missing a leg. I do always say, my the Zavin Halezavin, he didn't keep anything for himself, he sold whatever was left. So maybe it's considered a full sale. Teiku. So when full sale means compared to what he stole, or full sale means compared to what he has right now. Talk about we learned. Gonav, he stole it, v'nosan lach, and he gave it to somebody else, v'tovach, he shechted it. Gonav, or he stole it, v'nosan lach, gave it to somebody else, v'mochad, and he sold it. Gonav, or he stole it, v'hegdish, and he made it hegdish. And over here, even though we learned before that by hegdish, if you make it hegdish, you don't pay dal of a hay, even though that's mechida. We said because before it was called the cow of Reuven, and even after it became hegdish, it's called the cow of Reuven, that's talking about kotchim mezbech. Now we're talking about kotchim by the kabayis, kotchim that are there for the base that are there for maintenance of the base of Migdash. So therefore, here it's no longer called Reuven's cow. Once you donate it to the shul, it belongs to the shul now. It's no longer yours. The gonav, what happens? He stole it. Vehikiv, and then you lent it. Gonav, you stole it. Vehechliv, and you swapped it. Gonav, you stole it. Yeah. Vehechliv, which is the same thing. I should have, yeah, credit. Or Hechli, for you swapped it. Gonav, you stole it. Vinosim, Matani gave it as a gift. Gonav, you stole it. The potter by Chayva, you used to pay up your Chayv. Gonav, you stole it. The potter by Hekefa. And you go ahead and you owe money to the friend for an animal you bought, so then you give it to him as a pay off your sale. Gonav, you stole it. Vishalach Sivloinas, but Beis Chamav, you sent it as a gift to your wife, to your fiance. I'm mishalim. All of these cases, tashlumi abav chamish. All these cases, it's like you sold it, you put it. The idea is you gave it, transferred to another rishus, and therefore that's called mechira sale, and you're responsible. For anyone, my kamash, what's a chiddush here? We're about 4 lines on the top. Ayin tesam alav. Ashmi teach you reisha. The reisha can teach you that gonav v'nosan la'acha. The first case was you stole it, gave it to somebody else, and v'tovach. Not he sold it, but he actually shechted it. So l'chayda, we would have thought, since that guy is a shlech and ain't shlech dvar aveda, why should the ganav be liable? The yes shlech dvar aveda, the chiddush is that we have a shlech dvar aveda. In this case, we were handling murder previously. Afagav, even though b'chol ha'teira kula, everywhere in the teira we say ain't shlech dvar aveda. Over here, yes shlech dvar aveda. My time, of why? U'tvachay u'mechare. It says in the pasuk, you should shecht it, you should sell it. Ma mechida. Just like when you sell it, we had 3 different reasons before. I've learned from the word oy, or the word from tachas, or we use the following hekesh. Just like when you sell it, you need another party. Ma mechida. The loy efshe, the lavai, the acha. You cannot have a sale without having another party involved. Avtvichay, the acha mechayiv. You're shechting also, even if another party is involved, you're still liable. That's a chiddush in the reisha. V'ashmi inan sefer. What's the sefer coming to teach you? That gonav v'hegdish. If you stole it and you made it hegdish, it's considered a sale, either through yish and shinin reshus or yish alon or kind of mali mochel lehedyin mali mochel shemayim. What's the difference if you sell it to another person, or what's the difference if you sell it to the eibishter? Even though before we said that you sell it to the eibishter, it still belongs to you. It's the name of your cow, but we're talking about here kotchim be'de kabayis, not kotchim mizbech. Mishnah. We're still talking about Geneva. Gonav b'shus habaylim. You stole it. Now, in order to become a ganav, you have to go through the method of kinyan, just like if you had acquired it. But now that you acquired it illegally, so that you take on full responsibilities, and all of this chayvason of a ganav. But if you were not coin it, then you're not a ganav. Maybe you're a mazik if you damaged it, but you're definitely not a ganav. So gonav b'shus habaylim. You stole something inside the house of somebody else. And the tovach umocha, but then you pulled it out of the house and you shechted it or sold it chutz meshusam. As soon as you pulled it out of the house, you made a kinyan called meshicha, because that's how you kinyan an metalkin by pulling it out of the house. Or you should go nav chutz meshusam, or you stole it outside of the reshus and you schlepped it outside. You did kinyan meshicha, and then the tovach umocha meshusam, even though you shechted it and sold it while you brought it back into the guy's house and you had the chutzpah to shecht it in his house, you're still a ganav. Since once you've established you're a ganav, tvicha mechira, anywhere you're chayv. But what about if you did everything inside the reshus of the house, you stole it in the guy's house, and then you shechted it there, you don't pay dalav hay at all. You're not a ganav. You're a mazik. Or you should gonav.
What's pashtei the ganeva? How did you steal it?
Kinyan.
What kinyan did you make when it was in the...
Zero. That's why you're not a ganav. But if you stole it outside, you became a ganav by Meshicha.
No, but we just said that. I just said, if you stole it, the
then you're potter. You're not a ganav. You're a mazik. Oishik gonav. Now, it seemed when everyone says here that if you don't make a kinyan, you're potter. Everyone always says you are potter from Kefil. The Tesis Yom Tov here asks, he doesn't understand why. It sounds like you're only potter from Kefil, but you're chayiv on. He says it sounds like you're potter from everything. L'chayda, you should be chayiv on Keren. It sounds like you potter. What potter from what?
If you take the pieces
out. So it's potter from everything.
If you shechted in the guy's house.
No.
And you take the pieces out with you, do you have to pay dal behay?
No, not at all. It's only the shechita, the meiser shechita, that chayiv dal behay. So you. So then you're just a ganef on the pieces. You're a mazik on the animal, and you're a ganef on the pieces. So Tosh Yom Tov learns that everyone seems to learn your potter completely, including the keren. He says that he doesn't understand why he should be potter from the keren.
And the practical nafka minna between being a mazik and a ganef is the
lack. Mazik, a ganef pays, first of all, keren. Keren is the whole value of the thing. And a mazik pays only what the damage was. Keep whatever is left and I pay you for the damage. And then we also had the fluctuations in price. I mean, there's a lot of differences than the keren and all that. We did everything outside the shul. So in all of these cases, Mishal Dishlam Baruch Hamishi pay above a chamisha. Avol gona v'tovach u'mocha b'shusam potter. You did it all in the shul. So you are potter. You are potter because you weren't kind of it. You never became a ganav. What about the ganav was making a mishicha? The yoytze and the animal went out and base, but the animal died b'shus habaylim before you were koined. So therefore, you are potter. You are potter. You are potter again. Why potter? Because you did not become a ganav. Rashi is a hard to understand. Rashi says how you ganav moishcha v'yoytze potter meklum. L'cheira, you should be chayiv for mazik. Unless you can say malachamov is mali hocha, mali hosam, you would have died anyway. Nothing to do with my schlepping. Actually, you're potter completely. What's the chiddush? Because I told you what I told you before. Oh, the chiddush is leading into the next one. Higbiyai, but if instead of being meshicha, you lifted it in the, it's the contrast there. But if instead of schlepping it, you lifted it in the victim's house. And which made you the kinyan, because hagbo koin b'chamakim, and then the animal died, then you're chayiv, double. Oy haitziyah mishus b'ilim, then v'meis, chayiv, you're chayiv, double.
Yeah, same with dal v'hei, if you shechted it, presumably.
Yeah, but then we're talking about here, v'meis died, you know. That's a chiyach, hagbo koin b'chamakim, yeah. What about nosnei libecheiris benoi? He took the animal. Big machlekes hadolim pshat here. But Rashi's first pshat, which he likes better, is you gave the owner, the balabas, gave the animal to a kohen for a pchayr of a son. Oyle bal choy, where the owner gave it to a bal choy to pay back his. So he gave it to one of these women. And the kohen or the bal choy, anyway, they were moisher v'meis, and it died b'shus habaylim. The shus habaylim potter. So Rashi's first pshat is that it was the owner who gave it. Rashi doesn't like it. Rashi's second pshat is that the ganef stole the animal and he gave it to a koyin for the pigeon of his own son, or he gave it to a shemer to watch. In all of these cases, and then the shemer of the koyin did a meshicha. And if it's b'shus b'ilim, so the ganef never became a ganef in the first place, potter. But you should see b'shus b'ilim v'meis chayiv. If the shemer was koinit outside, then the ganef is chayiv. The chiddush is the ganef is chayiv. The ganef stole it, gave it to shemer. Once the shemer is koinit, the ganef is chayiv. Now, why is the ganef chayiv? L'chayda ein shlichet v'arveda. So Teish already explains. When you say ein shlichet v'arveda, is because divet tamid divet mishayim. Here, the guy didn't know any. The shemer had no idea that it was a stolen animal. So therefore, you can't say, "Oh, you should listen to Eibshlichet." About what? And then Taisa says, even in Gemara Bamitzi, we'll have in the Firal of the two different opinions. If by Shlich, is he by Avid, by Loy Avid, or and so on. If we're learning from Chatzid holding a Shlichus, and a Chatzid, and we're saying that whether it's Bachyuv and Abachyuv, or he by Avid, Loy by Avid. In other words, a Shlich has to have a choice. A Shlich has to have a choice. A Chatzid is Chayiv and Geneva, even though the Shlich, because he has no choice. But a regular Shlich has a choice, and therefore you potter. Again, here, the Shlich had no choice. Because he did not know it was stolen. Had he known it was stolen, then they would have been different stories.
He's giving this behemoth to the coin pit for Begin Aben.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to give actually Kesef, or could it be Shavar Kesef?
You can give Shavar Kesef. You can give Kavar Kesef. So, he gave it to him as a pigeon. So, the Gadlif is Chayiv. We're right. Boy, as a question, Tiknu Meshicha B'Shem Eloi. Meshicha is that kind of chum. We'll have Gemara Hazav. Why? In Machlek is there Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. The whole idea of Meshicha, based on Yechon, it says that Mirateide Kesef is Kade. Meshicha is the Rabbanon. We don't want that the Meicher should receive the money, and then there's a fire in the warehouse, and they'll say, "Oh, Nisru Chitecha Baliyah. Why should I go bother?" Yeah, exactly. Why should I even bother? So we made a Tekana. No. The Lakeach is not Kade until he schleps it. So you take responsibility, you Meicher. Make sure that you preserve it until he gets it. What about Shaimim? By Shaimim also, do we, a Meshaim has to be Kainer. Do we also have this Kinyan of Meshich or not? That a Shaimim is not Chayiv until he's Meshich, or as soon as a Shaimim says, I commit myself to mind this, he's Chayiv straight away. Or no, until he makes a Kinyan. I'll bring it right from the mission. Toshma, it says the mission, you gave it to the Bechayr of a son. And the Ganav gave it. But in the Shuzabayim, not Koine. My love, Shomer. He's talking about that the Shomer was not Koine it. If he didn't make a Kenyan. Clear from here that the fact that Shomer committed himself doesn't make him Chayiv in the Dinim of Shomer. It's only after he was Meshichet. And therefore we say, Shuzabayim, there was no Meshichet. And therefore the Shomer is not Koine. And therefore the Ganav is not Chayiv. So Shema Minah, that Tiknu Meshicha B'Shem, is that right? I want that by Meshem also, they're not liable until they make the actual Kinyan Meshicha. Omalei Loino, who said we're talking about the Shemir? Maybe we're talking about the Ganif. Maybe we're talking about the Ganif. Maybe the case in the Mishnah is Pungfakert. The Balabas gave it to a Koyan as a pinion or to a Shemir. And the Ganif stole it from the Shemir. And the Mishnah is telling her that the Ganif is not Chayiv until the Ganif makes a Meshicha. The Mishnah told us right in the first half. And what's the chilek if you steal it from the original owner? You steal it from the Shemir. The original owner, you're not chayiv until you did a Meshicha. Why should it be any different than the Shemir? Why would the Mishnah tell you two cases saying the same thing? So first thing what it says, I'm like Ganev, we're talking about the Ganev doing the Meshicha. So the Gemara, he answers back, no, the first part is talking about when the Ganev stole from the owner, that he's not a Ganev till he knows Meshicha. And he tells you about the Ganev stole from the house of the Shemir. What kind of kash is that? Mali Ganev Shigon Beshem, Mali Ganev Beshem. You can't slug up the Rai from the Mishnah and tell me the Mishnah is learning a different pshat altogether, and the Mishnah is telling you a case where the Ganev stole it, and whether he steals it from the house of the original owner or from the Shemit. He needs to make a Kinyan Meshicha. Why would you need to tell us that? El Alav Shemit. We're talking about the Shemit himself, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Shemit is not liable until he himself makes a Kinyan Meshicha. It's a cause man of the animal still in the owner's house. The Shemit is not responsible. Shmamino. Take the Meshicha with Shemit. Shmamino is a good Rai. In fact, Itman Nami, we learned Omar Abelazar. Kederech she tiknu Meshicha belekuches. Kach tiknu meshicha b'shemim. Hashem also is meshicha. Tanya amokle lebraisa. Kederech she tiknu meshicha belekuches. Kach tiknu meshicha b'shemim. It says another braisa that just like by lekuches, you're not kainer until you did a kinyan meshicha. So too a b'shemim, he's not responsible until you did a meshicha. And then Teshuvah talks about there's a big machlekes in Rishonim based on the Gemara Ksuvos when a shemim becomes liable. A Shemir becomes responsible when he makes a Kinyan Meshicha. But when is he liable for, let's say, his Geneva Vaveda? Two ways of learning. When it happened, that's when he becomes Chayiv. Or he's Chayiv straight away as soon as he did this Kinyan. If he would have died by Einis, that's a Ptur, if he paid it back. If a Shemir says, I don't know what happened to it, is that considered Eina Yedei Im is Chayavti or Eina Yedei Im Paraiti? Ein is chayavti means I don't know if a chalai owe you the money, so then the din is you don't have to pay. Ein day paraiti means I know I owe you the money. Shaila is that I pay you back, and any day in paraiti, the din is you have to pay because the chazak is that you owe. The shayla is what you pay back. How do we view every shomer? If a shomer is a shomer socher, who potter nineteen chayiv and geneva vaveda, how do we know? And the shomer says, I don't know what happened. Was it a geneva vaveda? I don't know. Or einu? Does he have to pay or not? And he's prepared to swear he doesn't know. Does he have to pay or not? Do we look at it as any day mischayavti? I don't know if I owe, if it was geneva vaveda, I owe you the money, but I don't know. Or do you look at it any day paraiti? You definitely, in other words, if you learn that the moment you took the animal, you already have a chiv to return an animal to the balabas. So you already have a chiv. Now, if there was an oinis, the Torah tells you that patas you, as if you paid it back to the balabas. But if you don't know what happened, so what's this any day paraiti? And that's what the Torah discusses after we've established that it's the kinyan that does it. So does that also make you chayiv liability as well, not just responsibility? Then the price, however, continues. The kashem shakak and the kedush lachadok. The kalk is kainik. The lachadok kach schidus. The kedush lachadok is schidus. Also, when you rent something, we're not sure yet what we're talking about. Renting is also through kedush lachadok. Schidus the mic. What are we talking about renting here? Ilema schidus the metalklin. We're talking about metalklin. Metalklin bnei shtar. You know, metalklin. You write a shtar. We're talking about property. Rashi, we have all the time. Rashi is a metalklin. If you rented his kelim, you make what? You're gonna make a star by metalklin. There's no star by metalklin. So we answer you right. We're talking about bnei star. You know, beat me a halay mikne metalklin. Metalklin cannot be coined el b'meshicha. Even though I'm hatayda kesser, but merabon b'meshicha. I mean, b'kedushin. But he namely makta b'kaspa liinyan kibula misha pora. Even though true that even afterwards the rabbanon say we'll have him pay the gazov. You have a concept called misha pora. If you give money and then you just walk away from the deal, we say Misha Pora Laneach and all that is going to pay you back as well. So you know you have to keep your word. It's not an Aveda, but it's a Misha Pora. A person has his word is his bond, basically. Yeah, Miu B'Shtar LeMikne. But Shtar, so even the Kesef today, after Meshicha, still has an effect. But Shtar has zero of them. Why Midi the Dvarim Ba'Amin? You know, a piece of paper with words on it from a Talmud is nothing. It's not even a question of your word is your bond. If you write, I'm going to do something, it means nothing. We'll have Rav who disagrees. Rav holds that Dvorim Yesh Behem Chsari Amana. But Shmuel does not hold that, and we pass like Shmuel when it comes to Dini Mamas.
Don't we say Bris Krusulus of Osayim, that once you say something, you give it a cue?
Not regarding to this. To Shmuel, nothing. Not regarding this. Anyway, we'll have in Hazov, and we'll see. The Sugi there, Yemet Hashem, not far away. Says the Gemara Vayter, Omer Rav Lozer says, Ra'u ha-shehit min b'choshin. Let's say they saw him hide over there. Where they go out and they plow out somewhere in the forest. They saw that v'tovach u'mocha. They saw this guy. He's, now remember, it's a ganef and a gazan. A gazan does not pay double and therefore doesn't pay dal v'hei. Dal v'hei is only if you, part of that dal v'hei is a double. So a ganav pays dal v'hei and a gazlan does not. So what happened in this situation? You saw this guy was hiding out in the forest looking for animals that were wandering around in pasture and grazing, and he was going to steal an animal, and then he stole one and he shechted and sold it. The din is mishalin tashlume above chamisha. You pay above chamisha. So before we go weiter, first of all, amai holay moshech, before we get to the ganav and gazlan part, l'chayde, where was his mashiach here? That an animal was wandering around, so he just walked over the animal and gave a slice, and and he shechted the animal. So lechayde, and he wasn't kainet. So why are you paying the alvei? Amar Abchizda, he was kainet. Why? Because we learned in kedushin that metalkin doesn't mean you have to schlep it and yank it by its reins. If you make the animal move, you hit it or you yell. Remember, we had you scream out, and the animal moves. That's enough. Shehakisha b'makol, you hit it with a stick. Amri Fedigmara, okay, let's digress. The Kivan the Ra'u, since people saw this guy hiding in the forest ready to prey on these animals, Gazlan who, remember he has notoriety. The whole idea of a Ganav is that it's discreet. It's not discreet. True, the owner of the animal doesn't know, but everybody else knows. Sorry? Yeah, hit me means that the owner didn't know. But you Ra'u, it says right here. You saw. So somebody saw. So it was shot. He hide or did you see or did he hide? What kind of hiding is if everybody sees? The balabas of the animal didn't see. So the question is, what's pshat ganav? Is the pshat ganav is that only the victim didn't see? He doesn't know? Well, no one knows. That's the question we're asking.
A gazlan had the idea
that to you, you're the victim. I walk over to you and I steal from your pocket, right in front of you. I'm not scared of you. That's a shaila. Is a ganav only the victim doesn't know or no one knows? What's the question? Look at that, yeah, well, breaks in your car, everybody sees.
No, it's the same thing, people don't see it, it's a gun.
Yeah, that's a question, yeah. Yeah. Do we say, since they saw him, Gazno's a Gazlin on the one hand, and it's not like a Kivan, the commit Menayu Ganifu. So we answer, no, this is not really a Gazlin, this is a Ganif, because the owner does not know. And therefore, and not only that, even the others who did see, they don't know 100% that he's a Gazlin. Maybe the animal's his. He's modern, hiding behind bushes, so he likes to, whatever. He's a modern mensch. It's not 100%. You cannot go to a court and testify, I saw the guy steal an animal. How do you know? Maybe it's his own animal. So therefore, the victim doesn't know it all, and the others don't know 100%, so therefore you're a heisa ganif. You know what Gazan is? When he's so brazen, like Benoya ben Yehuda, Shenema, said by Benoya Yehuda, by Yigzel as a chanis, he stole the spear, Miyad HaMitzi, from the hand of Mitzi. Then by Yehageyu Bechanisa, used that sword to kill him. So that he wasn't scared of the victim. That's a Gazan. A Gazan is not only is he brazen in public, but he does not scare the victim himself. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi like the case of the Baal Eishchem, Shenemar says, "Vayesimu le Baal Eishchem ma'ad ma'roisha ha'orim," that the Baal Eishchem were ambushing them on the top of the mountains. "Vayigzulu," and they stole as kosher yavar le'madech. Anything that passed them by in the road, they stole from them. They weren't scared of anybody. The main thing is that they exposed themselves to the victim. But Rabu, my time, Rabu, why didn't Luchay the Shavtim before Shmuel? Rabu, my time, lama mahay. Even the mitmuri, itmuri le'gaz loninu. He says that the fact is ma'arbim, they were laying in ambush. Because they were lying in ambush, it's not 100% a Gazlan. What's a Gazlan brazen completely? Rabbi Yechanan, who the commitment, Rabbi Yechanan said, no, that's not, no, they were not scared of anybody. No, they were hiding to be able to ambush people. Otherwise, people won't go there. But Rabbi Yechanan, the commitment, they were hiding, not because they were scared of anybody. People shouldn't see them. Then arkim and you and flee. Shaolu Talmidim asked Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yechon that question. Why hechemira teira beganif yezim megazlin? Why was the teira machmir more by a ganif than by a gazlin? Why a ganif pays kaful and dalav the hay and a gazlin doesn't? You think a gazlin is worse? He's brazen. The Gazlan doesn't treat the Eibishter any different than human beings. Human beings are different than Eibishter. Abavzeh the ganif. He is more scared of a person than the Eibishter. What a chutzpah. Lehishvi kovet ever lekovet koinoi. Kevai yochol. Osa ayin shalmata ki leinu roya. Ve'oizu shalmata ki ila einu shemasi. He imagines if the Eibishter down here doesn't see anything and doesn't hear anything. And therefore, Shemot says, "Hi, hamamikim. Whoa, these people, hamamikim, they go in depths. Mahashem from the Eibishter listed Eitzah to conceal their ideas. V'hoya b'mechashem maseim. They're trying to hide their maisim from the Eibishter. Ksiv. It says." They say to themselves, they say to themselves, they don't see what's going on. I can steal, they don't see me. Uksiv, it says, Ki Omru Ozavaisa Ore, they say the Abish are not around. So those they're not scared of the Abish at all. They're scared of people, they're scared of the Abish. Omru and Meya Moshal Moshal, you want, I'll give you an example to illustrate this point. Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Lama Davidim, the Shnei bin Adam, the two people. Shahayabi lived in a city. But also Mishta, they both made a party. Echad Zimin as Bnei and invited all his fellow citizens, Volay Zim Bnei Melba didn't invite any of the officers in the royal family. Nobody in the royal family is invited. The other one, Lay Zimin as Bnei, Volay Bnei Melech. He invited nobody. Who's worse? Eizimen Anshim Rubin. If you don't invite anybody, why would you have an Anush?
He might have been invited outside.
From another city. Okay. The guy who invited all the locals but not invited the royal family is much bigger chutzpah. It's much worse. Same thing the Ganav is much worse than the Gazlan. Come and see how wonderful it is when somebody goes ahead and how much we prize and we value work. This is the ethics of Eden. Rashi brings that, yeah. Shoy shebitl memelachta, a shoy that is industrious, productive, plows your field, and now that I stole your animal, I denied and shechted it, I denied you this animal, chamish, I gotta pay you fivefold. Say, when it comes to a sheep, a sheep doesn't really work in the field. Shalei bitla memelachta, it is not mevatl from melacha from the original owner, is a boy, you only pay fourfold. That's the reason, the difference between why you pay more for a cow for stealing a shechting a cow than stealing for a sheep. That's the next opinion. Rashi brings more. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Ben Zakkai, bo yurei kam godul kovod abriyas. Your emphasis, your work, I think, is great, but I think it has more to do with human dignity. Shoy shahalak beraglob. I'm sorry that you don't have to schlep with you and you walk behind you, so therefore you don't humiliate yourself in any way, pay the full price. Chamisha. The sheep that you had to carry and schlep all this distance, and therefore you had to humiliate yourself in public, that in itself is a cost. Therefore, you already paid part of the cost by your.
We'll charge you for.
Exactly, we'll charge you for. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the first opinion, we focus on the victim. On the second opinion, we focus on the ganef. Talking about Mishnah, ein megadlin behem. Sorry.
Most common to steal oxen or cows, that's five. Then the next common was sheep. And he said it's also the ganav and gazlan. It's much more common to be a ganav.
And what does he say? Why is it Amram give a different reason than Gemara?
He brings his own reasoning.
Oh. There must be a reason for that.
Ain
megadlin behema dakavet Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise sheep in Eretz Yisrael because they graze and they eat the land, and it's not a question of mazik, then it should be in the whole world. Because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when Israel to be full of, we want to keren ha'yisoy to go out there and plant trees, it should be green, and not have the animals eat them all up. When I got married in Antwerp, I don't know if they still have the meaning there, they gave us a book, a telephone book. Not one certificate, a telephone book. Every person in the community bought for us. I have a whole forest there in Israel somewhere. I'm sure other people plaques are top of my plaques, but I have a whole forest, over 1,000 trees. Okay. This Gemara says that Ein megadlin behema dakavet Yisrael, we want it to be green. Look at Ashi, Ein megadlin behema dakavet Yisrael, Mishum Yishuvei Yisrael, could it be Yishuvei Yisrael, Shemavides Asadis, or eats up, that consumes the fields, V'chol Yisrael, Stam in Yisrael. We're assuming that Yisrael belongs to Eden. Shemara brings down there for as a result, if it's not a Yiddish thing, and we don't care if the sheep are there. Then he goes, right, I will megadlin besudia, but in Syria, you're allowed to raise them, because Dovra Melech is a kibush yachid. So it's not, therefore, it doesn't have the same din. It's like chutzlaret, and chutzlaret you're allowed to. If you actually damage, pay. But if you don't damage, you don't pay. But so we want to make sure it's green and everything else. Over Midbarish, even at Yisrael, if it's a midbar, nobody's there, you're allowed to. Ain megadlin tarna goydlin beedish like midish like, you shouldn't raise any hens and roosters, why not, any chickens, because they crawl around all the time, they schlep things around, and they might schlep some shirotzim and bring it to where the kachim are, a lot of kachim, all over kachim kalim, all over Israel. We don't want in any way to increase the possibilities of making things tummy. Therefore, v'loi koinim b'Yisrael, koinim who have to eat, I'll be ataras a kedish, could have trum at home, and they even eat chulon ataras a kedish, you shouldn't raise at all chickens in their houses. B'nei ataras, the ataras they have. Ein megadlin chazedin in b'chol makom. You should never raise a chazen. The Gemara tomorrow, Friday, will tell us the extraordinary story about Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, what happened there.
The loy koyanim is going on the Tanagoyim also, isn't it?
Only Tanagoyim. Ein megadlin chazedin goes on everybody, because the ma'aseh shahoya with the chazen that they put on the wall. You know, they change the carbon to a chazen, and they put a finger in the wall, and the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. Okay, so it shows you how the Eibishet despises a chazen. Not just his also, he just despised it more than anything else. We should not raise a dog, because a dog, and Rashi's interesting. Rashi adds something. Rashi had a kelev, okay, obviously the dog bites. But also, a barking dog you're not allowed to have. Not only a dog that's harmed, just biting, and people are scared. Umapelis isha miyirase. And a pregnant woman can abort. Because of this, out of fear, a lot of girls are scared of barking dogs. Or I don't know if it be girls, but scared of barking dogs, you're not allowed to do anything that instills fear in other people. Interesting. So that's why you never had dogs, by the way.
Because of this Gemara.
Because this Rashi, yeah.
Is there a difference about dangerous dogs?
It says also the gadol kerav ra. We had that in the Tzavah base. You're not allowed to have a harmful dog. Yeah. There's something else.
You
just learned right here. Barking dog. Do you remember such a thing? Sorry?
He brings here the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that says, because it's Hakele, talking about the dog, which is a specific wild
dog. Yeah, I'm saying Rashi. Yeah, yeah. This is why the tradition is that you... Have you seen generally... Whatever. Okay, let's go back to...
You're on the record. Didn't we have a Gemara?
On the record, Yidden never had dogs.
Didn't we discuss once in a Gemara about how someone whistles for his sheepdog?
That's something else. A roundup, yeah, that's different.
But it's an Israel.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a sheepdog or a ice dog or whatever. A singing dog is different. Okay, back to it. Ellen can hire kosher b'shashalis, unless it was on a leash. No?
Because of this.
I'm sure it would be different today. I mean, those days probably didn't know what a seeing eye dog is.
What?
Probably didn't know what a seeing eye dog is. Yeah, he doesn't want Who has the ultimate power there?
He's the Rav, but the guy coming up in Marshall, I have no problem with
Okay, it's taking a bit far. Okay, ain't person to shave him. You do not spread nets liyonim for doves. Elim ken hayorachik min ayishuv, unless you were far away. From, this is anywhere in the world, far away from settlement. La medris 4 mil, and the reason is because doves. If you're going to put out nets within 4 kilometers of the city, we think it belongs to private ownership. It's not hefka. Says the Gemara, we learned ain megadlin behema daka bet Yisrael. You shouldn't raise behema like Yisrael. Avol megadlin. But you're allowed to raise them b'choshim out in the forest, shebe Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, b'Suria, and in Suria afilu b'yishuv, and in Suria you're allowed to even where people live, because we don't want, not so worried about greenery, as long as you're not mazik. Ve'in tzadich loy me'b'chutz loy, you're allowed to. Tanyi l'in ol b'raise, e'in megadlin b'heim medakim Eretz Yisrael, avon megadlin b'midbar shebe'yudah, you're allowed to raise them out in the wilderness, of a midbar shebe'sfar, Aku, and also out there in the boundary of Aku in the northern part of Yisrael. And even though we say you're not allowed to raise these small animals like goats and sheep, but you're allowed to raise large animals, cows and all that. Why? We cannot issue decrees on a community. Important rule to remember. Unless most of the people can actually withstand it or can carry it. And we'll have more Rabbi Yezada there, a few gzeres that they abolished because people couldn't take it, like oil, shem of a goy. Behema daka, efshel lahavim chutz laretz. Behema daka, if they need it, they can always import it from chutz laretz if you want to eat it for yom tov or something. Aval behema gasa, efshel lahavim chutz laretz. Too hard to bring it from chutz laretz. So therefore, we allow you to raise it in Eretz Yisrael, but you've got to be careful, you're not mazik. And furthermore, even though we say you're not allowed to have a behema daka, aval mashahu kaidul meregul shleshin yayim. You're allowed to bring it 30 days before Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring in Behema Daka. The Koidim Mishta Benoi Lamajayim, before a Chasna, because you need your sheep and lambs, is Choshev. Don't say, okay, I'll buy it 20 days before Yom Tov, and then Yom Tov goes by. I was allowed 30 days, so I have 10 more days after Yom Tov. I can still continue keeping it. No. They have to all be finished by the time Yom Tov comes around. They all have to be shachtan by the time the chasta comes around. The Sagdim, I would have thought the Enofik later egel, the Yom Tov went by. Umichi Zavne, from when he bought it, ad hashta to today. Akati leimolo late klasin yamin, 30 days haven't expired. Leinema tlasin misha sharile lishuya. You shouldn't say, well, I was allowed 30 days, I can have another 10 days. Elakiva and the Enofik later egel, once the Yom Tov is over or once the chasta is over, leimabayle lishuya. You shouldn't keep it anymore. But we'll just finish through that. V'hatabach, and let's say a sheikh, a yatke, a butcher who collects a lot of animals. Loikeach, he can buy v'sheichid, he can shech. Loikeach, he can buy v'shoya, and he can wait until the market day. He can sell it to 30. He can sell it to the public 30 days before, so he can bring it in a little bit earlier to have it ready for the market. But he shouldn't leave the last one. Interesting word, haguna here. Haguna doesn't mean chain. Here means the last ones. The last ones, lamed yom. He shouldn't leave it the full 30 days. In other words, yom hashuk comes by, he has to sell all the animals. He shouldn't then leave it after. Say, well, I have 30 days.
I have a...
Okay, but...